Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. It's Eagles 360. We're at the NovaCare Complex, and we're going to step outside the Philadelphia Eagles and talk about the NFC East, a wild, crazy, turbulent, and I would say downgraded NFC East. Would you agree that the Giants have taken a step back? The Cowboys, maybe not. The Redskins certainly have.
Certainly Washington, no question about it. The cover of the Washington Post said this morning, reset, rebuild, reject, repeat. Very strong words about the struggle that that franchise has had over the last couple of seasons. Certainly they thought they had the answer in RG3, and he hasn't proven to be that to this point. Can Kirk Cousins come in with some weapons around him? You have Pierre Garçon, you have DeSean Jackson, but is Kirk Cousins a good enough quarterback to keep that offense afloat? Meanwhile, on the defensive side of the football, I think the defensive line got better this offseason. Scott McLuhan, the general manager, has made some good additions there, but from a pass rush standpoint, they don't have Brian Arakpo. They brought in Junior Gallette from the Saints, and he ruptured his Achilles. He's not playing for them this season. So who is going to be that complement to Ryan Kerrigan? I think that's a big question
that's
for them.
That's Trent Murphy's role. He's going to come up and play big in year number two for him. He's a big-time player. But the Redskins clearly in disarray from the top to the bottom. So when the Eagles see them early in the season on the road, you expect more turmoil in our nation's capital. Now, the New York Giants. Let's start there with the defensive side of the football. Jason Pierre-Paul with the unfortunate accident, 4th of July fireworks, blows off his finger. Not going to play football for perhaps a month. And then even after that, how effective can he be? That really damages the Giants in the trenches. The pass rush really takes a hit there. And their offensive line's had some injuries. Really, the Giants at the line of scrimmage, huge question marks.
This Pierre-Paul situation is just so bizarre. You know, first Pierre-Paul doesn't want to meet with the Giants, doesn't want to see the extent of the injury. He finally reports, and at first, everyone's optimistic. Pierre-Paul would be ready to go. The finger situation wouldn't be able to hold him off the field. The Giants saw him, and they're like, he's not ready to play football. So he had not signed his tender yet. He was under the franchise tag for this season, so he can't even be with the team he has to rehab.
I don't know anybody who would have been optimistic. I think the media totally overreported this. It was ridiculous to think that somebody could lose an index finger, not train the entire summer, and then walk in the week of the opening game and have an effective performance. Clearly, that is not the case. Clearly, the Giants looking for some answers defensively. Offensively, though, Chris, they should be a really good football team if the offensive line holds up.
That's a big question. First-round pick Ereck Flowers, the number 10 overall pick. If he can slide in a tackle, then they will be okay up front. Now, Eli Manning did a great job distributing the football. He cut down on the turnovers last season. Victor Cruz looks iffy for the season opener against Dallas, so we don't know if he's going to play. Everyone knows how good Odell Beckham Jr. is, and the running game should be a little bit better, but really it's going to come down to the offensive line there. And then, as you mentioned, the defensive side of the football. Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, once again there, does he have enough of a pass rush? That's what helped him be successful in the past. I don't know if he has that this time around.
The Dallas Cowboys, the team to beat in the NFC East, the defending champions of the division, and they've had a pretty strong offseason, a quiet offseason. Questions of the Dallas Cowboys, who runs the football? What about the linebacker situation? How much of an impact is Greg Hardy's four-game suspension and the loss of cornerback Orlando Scandrick, who had the ability to play outside and in the slot, really impacts that defense, one that overperformed last year. A year ago at this time, Chris, we were talking about how the Cowboys would be historically bad defensively. They overachieved, but they've taken some hits in the offseason at linebacker, certainly on the defensive line with Hardy's suspension, and in the secondary.
Yes, and to bring in a guy like Hardy who has his off-the-field issues, you know, does that disrupt the chemistry? Randy Gregory, another person with off-the-field character issues coming into the draft. He's selected in the second round by the Cowboys. Look, can they provide the rush off the edge? Certainly, but will that disrupt the locker room? And then that running back position, you know, they traded for Christian Michael, formerly of the Seahawks. They just don't seem to have a certified answer there, where all offseason it seemed like they've got a good offensive line. They're going to be just fine. But you can't just replace a DeMarco Murray.
Well, if the offensive line is as dominating as it was last year, I've always believed that it's the offensive line more than the running back.
I think the Cowboys
will be able to run the football, and I think the offense will score some points. So that is a look at the NFC East. Now let's get back to the Philadelphia Eagles. And when we return to Eagles 360, head coach Chip Kelly in studio, our exclusive one-on-one with Chip Kelly coming next right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.